Welcome to the Real BS Show, where the B stands for Bill and the S stands for
Seth.
That's it.
Not stuff or any other words.
Yeah, right. Let's keep it clean.
We'll keep that misconception clear.
Speaking of keeping it clean, you want to get a little dirty today?
Yeah, let's get some dirty stuff.
Let's get funny. Want to get funny?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That'd be good.
We'd let loose on our color side, you know?
Yeah, they got to watch the language sometimes, but let's get funny. Let's do it.
Right.
All right, let's listen to these guys first. Let's pull some puppet strings, and we'll be back at you in a little bit.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
To read, there's no need to confuse me, 'cause I know what I know. And if everyone's all subscribed to Vinci's, it can't be right. Then spinning, we all collide. One big typo, this puppet show. Conversation differently. I know it's kind of one-sided. It's so obvious the answer. It's just a question I believe that nobody's asking. But what the hell do I know? If everyone's so unsure of what's really below or above us, then maybe. We'll be right back.
BS show, coming back at you with some funny stuff today.
Yes.
Fun. Let's have some fun.
We're going to let loose on it.
Now, you might want to usher the kiddies out of the room. I don't know.
Yes.
We're not responsible for what some of these guys say.
Not liable. We're not responsible.
But it's real life truth. What's that? You might be right, but you could be wrong.
Right.
Remember that, folks. All right, let's start off with our first funny guy.
So we stopped and got some Mexican food, and it made my tummy hurt. And I had a doo-doo, and I didn't make it to the restroom, so I sharted a little bit. So I wrote this song called I Thought I Farted, But I Shit. And this is here that goes. Headed down to the coast, riding shotgun in the Jeep. There's a bubble in my belly, and I hope it's really smelly. I can feel it start to creep. So I leaned to my right, 'cause my cheeks were kinda tight. As I push a little bit, I think like lit. I thought I farted, but I shit. I thought I farted, but I shit. And now it's squishy when I sit. I got poop all in my crack and a little on my sack. I thought I farted, but I shit. Damn, I hate it when I shart. I can't even trust a fart. Tried to give a little toot. Now there's caca in my shoot. I thought I farted, but I shit. I thought I farted, but I shit. And now it's squishy when I sit. I got poop all in my crack and a little on my sack. I thought I farted, but I shit. I got poop all in my crack and a little on my sack. I thought I farted, but I shit.
Now that was dirty and funny.
Right.
That's just some good old boys sitting around a campfire having fun.
You know, I'm sure that's happened to a few people, you know? I mean, sometimes that does happen.
I don't know, facts of life. I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. The good old boy just tells the way it is. Okay, let's grab another funny one and see what we can come up with.
That sounds good.
Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J, just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Us to use a little piece of heaven to take away your blues. I know I'm far from perfect, and I'll call a sin a sin, but I feel closer to the Lord every time I breathe it in. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J, just in case today's the day. Hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. I can't wait to talk to Moses about the Red Sea and the plagues. Ben Jonah's ear, hear about living in a whale 3 whole days. Get old St. Pete to show me the pearly gates and the golden streets. Well, you can bet I'll be good and ready to sit down at the feast. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Flying high through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling one up a J, just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Marla's mansion has a garden in the back, and he's growing something special, some celestial homemade hash. We'll sit out on his porch, we'll listen to the angel band. Till then I'll sing, I'll fly away with a fat one in my hand. I hope I'm stoned,
hope I'm stoned
when Jesus takes me home. Flying high up through them clouds, knowing I don't have to ever come down. I'm rolling up a J, just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home. Yeah, let's roll ourselves a J, just in case today's the day. I hope I'm stoned when Jesus takes me home.
That was beautiful, Bill.
Wasn't that great? That's the real BS right there.
That's a good old gospel.
Yeah. Speaking of gospel, I was down south for about 4 years working down there in Alabama.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, they got a whole different world of funny down there.
Oh, sure, they do. I was in Georgia, southwest Georgia.
It took me a year to figure out what they were saying half the time. Holy
Hurry up, boy.
Yeah, what's it, Jerry Kenny? let's do a guy that kind of... It sounds like he's from the South. It's a great day to whoop some butt.
Yeah.
You want to try that one?
Yeah, we can. And by the way, we're not doing a country show. We just, you know, these
just
songs.
Just turns out that way.
Yeah. Nothing sad, just, you know, some
Yeah, humor. They like to have fun down there. Let's hear it.
Have you ever had one of those days when nothing goes right? Your wife starts bitching about whatever it was she was bitching about last night. So you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. It's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cock if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought the help was on the way. But when he saw that tire tool in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cock if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway.
So here I am in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. It's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. I had to sing it with my eyes closed to hide my shame.
Yeah, it's the Real BS Show. We're taking you down south for a little southern humor. I think I got one for you here. It's a factory worker song. That's all I'll tell you. That's all I can give away.
Yeah.
All right?
All right, sounds good.
Let it roll.
Come on in, girls. Have a seat. Did you bring your own whiskey? I brought mine. They didn't have it in here. I like whiskey. I like all the shit that's bad for you, you know? So when I die, I want to look dead. You ever go to a funeral and have somebody go, oh, he looked so good. Fuck that. I want people to walk by the casket and start gagging. God damn, close that son of a bitch. He stinks. He better be glad he went when he went. He looked like shit. I write all these songs. I write them home to my wife. She's usually a pretty good judge. She usually says, oh, that's funny, or, oh, that's not funny, or, oh, God damn, you're not going to sing that, are you? Those are the ones I sing. Of course, I do this after the kiddies are going to bed. You know, it ain't like, hey, kiddies, gather around. Daddy's got a dirty little song for you. Here we go. Come on. My kids don't even know what I do for a living. They think I live at the airport. I'm not shitting you. My kids think, oh, he's at the airport. We pick him up on Sunday. I wrote this song, my wife hates it, which makes it all that more promising, and I'm gonna sing it. He's a gay factory worker from the south. He'll take what you pee out of and put it in his mouth. He works all day with a great big smile, and he carries a large lunch pail. After work, it's off to the bar where he meets his boyfriend Dale. They love the songs, love to dance, hey. Sometimes without wearing pants. Oh. Come on, boys, let's take the chance. We'll all change our names to Lance. Everybody. He's a gay factory worker from the south. He'll take what you pee out of. Okay.
All right. A little southern humor there. All the way from England, I think.
Yeah.
We got some more southern fun. Let's say that, southern fun. How about a song that says, I don't look good naked anymore? Would you like to hear that one?
I sure would, Bill. You know,
I know you just
my kind of music. You know?
All right. Well, let's cue it up and see what happens.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming, and I ain't seen my feet since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door. And I don't look good naked anymore. I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kind of let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore. I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing,
won't fit through the door, and I don't
look naked anymore.
With each and every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly as big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before.
If you keep on like I'm doing,
I'll whip through the door.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show on the Funny Night.
Funny Night.
Country, Southern, it's a lot of Southern funny stuff, you know that?
Yeah, we got some other ones too.
I think they laugh
southern.
More down south than they do up here. We're freezing.
Yeah. they're might be the warm weather, you know?
Yeah, and right.
The beaches.
A little looser down there.
Yeah, looser.
We got a really good one coming up next, but I can't tell you what it is. I wanna shock you with it.
Yeah, might need to plug your kids' ears for this one.
Yeah, hide the children.
Yeah.
And
it's an adult show right now.
Yeah. We'll I don't know how many more Southern ones we do have some more Southern ones.
Yeah. Kind of mixed them in.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear the I can't tell. It's gonna be a surprise. So you listen real close, you can hear the lyrics real good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It won't be hard.
No, it won't be hard.
Dear penis, I don't think I'd like you anymore. You used to watch me shave, now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed, and I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. He sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I'd like you anymore. 'Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we just stay home forever, dear penis. I think I like you after all.
Now that's funny. I don't care who you are or where you are. That's southern hospitality.
Right.
Funny. I don't know why all these things seem to be southern accent.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We got one more southern funny joke that or funny song that is very, very popular down south. Very popular.
Right.
And when you hear it, you'll know why. Ready, Seth?
Ready.
Go.
Oh, shit. What'd you say?
Love you.
I love you.
I mean, I don't know if I love you, but you sound like somebody I could love. Drunk and horny. And I love that.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, My worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Baby, you got two fun bags. God bless you, woman. Show them to me. I don't care if they don't match or one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just disrobe, show your globes, and a happy man I'll be. If you got dos chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just all two Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me. Show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your rack, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassabas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good and it'll give me what. We'll make history. If you love your country. I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country. Dallas, Texas, do you love your country? Stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
My God. I'd like to shake your daddy's hand.
Them are damn nice. Thank you, sir, for providing those to this country. It's been a damn pleasure serving them.
This is the Real BS Show. Y'all, I know you got me talking like that.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You go down south, they start talking like that, and they start showing them.
I'm getting hungry. How about a fast food song?
Yeah.
Got any of those over there?
Yeah, except for it's closed on Sunday.
Oh, well, see if they can guess who it is. Ready, Seth?
Yeah.
Go.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly, I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh I know, 'cause it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
And this will be the Real BS Show you're listening to. And speaking of Sunday, how about a little Bible story?
That's true. Any
Bible songs?
I think we do.
Let's see what you can conjure up, Seth.
Yeah.
let's keep it on the lighter side.
We'll knock these pillars down in this.
Okay, place. That's a good idea. Let her rip.
Okay, I know that we have some younger people in the audience tonight. Some youth. No, shut your mouth. You're cute, but you're annoying. That's all I'm saying. No, I'm just being serious. But I know we have some younger folk here, and I thought that it would be appropriate to have a Bible song. Do you know what the Bible is? It's a big book, and it's got stories and people in it, and pages and maps. So I thought it would be great to do a Bible story about a Bible character from the Bible. Hey there, Delilah, this is your ex-boyfriend, Samson. Inside voices. And I know you thought that lifting weights made me so buff and handsome, you were wrong. It's 'cause I let my hair grow long that makes me strong. Hey there, Delilah, you came in while I was sleeping, and I couldn't feel you cutting, and I didn't hear you creeping out the door. You left my hair piled on the floor while I just snored. Oh, what you did to me, oh, while I was asleep. Oh, I'm a Nazarene, oh, but you shaved me clean. Delilah, you're so mean. I killed a lion big and mean and slaughtered many Philistines, all with a donkey's jawbone, that's no lie. But now I'm chained up to the wall and I can't cry no tears at all, because they came and gouged out both my eyes. This is a Bible story, poor people. I'm not making this up. Why'd you grab your clipping shears and shave my head like Britney Spears? And now I'm standing here in total shame. You're to blame. People, that's stinking genius. What's wrong with you? Come on! Hey there, Delilah, why did you have to deceive me? And it's hard for me to think, not long ago I wanted you to be my bride, but you took too much off the side.
There we go.
Hey there, Delilah, when you die, just tell the devil I said hi. He'll know why. Oh, it's what you did to me, oh, now I'm up a creek. Oh, now I feel so weak, you know, I look like a freak. Delilah, you're a geek.
Real BS, Joe. Speaking of Bible, we might as well slip a couple preachers in there.
Yeah, take me to church.
Yeah, well, this feller's uncle and dad were from two opposite sides of the fence. And one of them was a preacher, and we'll let you guess what the other one was. So, and this is back down south again, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So,
kind of diving back in there, you know?
Yeah, let's let this one roll and see what you think.
My father's a Pentecostal minister, and my uncle was a pimp, a real pimp. And as a child, those two guys were my mentors, and everything I know about how to live life, I got from them. And so I got a new song. It's going to pay honor and tribute to my father and my uncle. Cadillac, my uncle drove a Ford. One was Satan's angel and one worked for the Lord. They had some hard-earned wisdom, they both became my teachers. I was a young disciple of pimps and preachers. School of life was open each day I went to class. When I didn't pay attention, they kicked me in the ass. They were turning out young bitches and converting non-believers. I was learning from the masters, pimps and preachers. One jerked me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers. Kept me under their wings, but when I passed the test, they gave me a pinstripe suit and pushed me from the nest. Now I'm standing on the corner recruiting hungry seekers. I'm starting a new religion, I call it pimps and preachers. One took me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers. This is what they told me right here. You can stand there and do nothing, but if you wanna go far, don't try to please everybody and be proud of who you are. Get out there in the game, don't sit up in the bleachers. That is the philosophy of pimps and preachers. One jerked me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers.
Very, very nice, very nice. Matter of fact, I caught this guy one time in a live performance, and I won't give it away, but he talks about his dad again.
Yeah.
And his dad's not that good of a songwriter. So let's try it again and see what happens.
I got a song idea. We could write it together. I said, okay, what's your song about? Your idea. He said, well, it's a song about Viagra. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I've got this clever angle. He said, I want to compare Viagra somehow with Niagara Falls. It rhymes so good. And so he had written some lyrics down. But, you know, although my father is a wonderful man of God who helps many people, he's not a fully developed songwriter. So I took his rough idea home with me, and I finished it. And then the next day I came back and I sang it for him. And when I sang it for him, he decided he did not want to be a co-writer. So here's the song I came up with. There was a time when I could make love all night long. Like a big rooster in a barnyard, I felt strong. But now my private part needs an emergency jump start. I'm gonna go to Viagra before it falls. See the analogy I made? My wife put on a sexy negligee, but I just had to turn the other way. She's so full of frustration, 'cause I can't rise to the occasion. I'm gonna go to Viagra before it falls. Killing my self-esteem. Lord, I feel like such a failure with my broke-down genitalia. I'm gonna go to Viagra before it falls. You know, my friends, tonight, it seems to me like anybody that can rhyme failure with genitalia should be playing in larger venues. I know a man who is 96 years old. He poured Viagra in his jello bowl. And now the old women won't leave him alone. He's the king of the nursing home. I'm gonna go to Viagra before it falls. I know I'm not the man I used to be. This sudden lack of manly prowess is killing my self-esteem. Lord, I feel like such a wussy because I can't get no cigarettes.
The Real BS Show. Seth, do you ever wonder what the old rockers do?
Yeah.
Some of the music?
Yeah,
They take some of their songs and change them.
Yeah, they do.
They change the words.
To the infuriation of their fans, yeah. Or maybe it's just Alzheimer's or dementia. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, they're being realistic and trying to communicate the realistic thoughts or realistic facts of life, if that makes any sense.
You sure it's not just the drugs that did it to him? I mean, I don't
know. Well, it could have been. You know, that's, that might be what happened. I'm sure it did. Yeah. I mean, the drugs. I mean, if you think about all the drugs, you say how bad they are. But, boy, look at all the good music they made.
That's true. They were having some fun, aren't they?
You know, Hendrix and all these people, they were all screwed up.
Right.
But, boy, they made some good music.
Yeah.
you gotta give them that, you know.
Yeah.
No drugs. We'd add Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Yeah.
You know what? You know how we used to take the Beatles songs.
Yes.
Beatles albums, and we'd run it backwards.
Yeah.
Like Revolution Number 9.
Right.
Okay. I tried that with the Backstreet Boys. It actually sounded better. Yeah, they sounded better. But if you're running your records backwards, I think you are Satan. You must be related to him.
Right.
So let's hear some of the aging rockers changes.
Okay.
Eric Clapton's getting older. He'll have to change his songs like a...
When the day has begun, put some of this on Rogaine. If you got a bald spot and want to keep what you got, Rogaine. Your hairline, it's declining, you shine.
Tom Petty's getting older. What's Tom Petty gonna say?
Don't come in my yard no more. You've ruined my lawn before. Whatever you kids are looking for.
Hey!
Don't come in my yard no more.
How about Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Girl, to dance with you is my favorite thing. Yeah. But when I hit the floor, I really feel the pain. Uh-huh. So, oh, I need to put on my orthopedic shoes to boogie with you. Yeah. I'm gonna put on my orthopedic shoes to boogie with you. Yeah.
Neil Diamond getting older.
Jello again. Jello. I always eat Jello. I love that jiggly thing you do. And you make lunch great. I can hardly wait. Jello.
Who else is getting older, man? Like the Eagles. Eagles getting older. This is what they're gonna sing right here.
On a dark country highway, cool wind in your hair. Warm smell of a corn dog rising up through the air. You see a sign in the distance that says, we are open all day. And if you walk up to the entrance, it's where you'll hear me say, I'm a greeter at Walmart in California.
Yeah, I work the door
at the superstore. I hand out stickers at a Walmart in California, where my vest is blue and my hair is too.
My buddies and me were once wild and free. Now we ain't doing so great. We used to go down and tear up the town, and now we're all in bed by 8. Our parties are fewer, we're sipping in sure. Instead of our glass of champagne, now when we get together, we just talk about the weather. And all we ever do is complain. Cause all my friends have hip replacements. Cause they slipped and fell in their garage or basement. We're old and pale. And our bones are frail. Yeah, years ago we were stealing bases. Now we spend our time
having wheelchair races. Oh, all my friends have hip replacements. God bless you, everybody.
Oh, that's a real BS show humor.
Right, right.
Getting up to my department there.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Hey,
geriatric rockers.
We have to, I forgot what we're going to do next.
Oh, Dead South, you know.
Dead
this,
South?
Yeah, these guys aren't from the
South.
Oh,
that's your calling that. Yeah, now we're getting down. I don't want to.
They're in Southern California.
I've got to be careful what I say.
Yeah, yeah. These guys are from Southern Canada.
You've heard of Kissing Cousins, right?
Yeah, sure, you know.
Well, this is a song offshoot from Kissing Cousins.
Yeah.
And it's good music, though. Really
right,
good music.
Right.
Good lyrics and good music.
Hey, you listen tight to Liz's lyrics.
Yeah, right. You got to really pay attention. All right, Seth, let her rip. This is the Real BS Show, and that was Kissing Cousins theme song.
Yeah. She might be your cousin, but she needs some sweet loving anyway.
Yeah, right,
Just the first time I heard that song, I thought, whoa. And they're from Canada.
You got a warped sense of humor anyway, Seth.
Anybody
ever tell you that?
Yeah, I know.
Let's see now. A little political. I don't know if it's humor or what. It's kind of more, it's true, you know?
Right.
Even though it came from Bill Clinton, I mean, it kind of hits a nail on the head.
Right.
And I guess it woke Paul Thorne up, so.
Right.
Let's serenade everybody with that one.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
okay? I was reading an article in a newspaper on an airplane one time, and I was reading an interview with our former president, Bill Clinton, and he said something that stuck in my head. He said, whatever you believe, you might be wrong. And that stuck in my head, and I think that's really true. And so here's a song called You Might Be Wrong. Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, and Jews got their own version of the truth. There's a line in the sand, there's a war going on. They forgot to remember, you might be wrong. Carry your faith everywhere you go. Mix it with love and let it show. But keep your mind open as you move along. And always remember, you might be wrong. Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Everybody thinks God's on their side. Just count to 10 before you throw a stone. Whatever you believe, you might be wrong. Don't cut me off, don't say we're through. Just because I don't agree with you. You see, flowers grow where seeds of love are sown. You could be right, you might be wrong. Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Everybody thinks God's on their side. Just count to 10 before you throw a stone. Whatever you believe, you might be wrong. What's on the other side of life? I won't know until the day I die. If you feel insecure, you are not alone. Cause everybody knows you might be wrong. Why do we argue? Why do we fight? Everybody thinks God's on their side. Just count to 10 before you throw a stone. Whatever you believe, you might be wrong. That'll get me kicked out of my family.
This is the real BS show. Coming back at you. You know, we ought to end tonight with the something serious.
Yeah, a little bit of dreaming.
Yeah, a little really put well put together, good instrumentation, good singing, and you know what I mean? Get away from all this Southern accent stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about our future.
Funny, though. But, yeah, let's serenade everybody to sleep with this, what was this, a school of something?
School of Rock. It's about school your kids getting together and in a studio and recording songs. They've done other ones, and we played them before in the past. It's been a while.
Yeah, right. I don't remember. I don't even remember this. So.
Yeah.
But
this is a different song they did, but we never did this one.
Well, let's serenade everybody to sleep, and we'll say goodnight, and we'll see you next week?
Yeah, next week.
That's good enough?
Same time, different...
Okay. Same bat channel, right?
Yeah. Send a signal out.
Okay.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I'm gonna
world.